RadioMD.
RadioMD.com.
A daily dose of Melanie means a daily dose of health. This is Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
Well, you might remember as a kid coloring, and it doesn't seem today like kids color quite nearly as much, but you know how good it possibly could be for you, and we're just going to find out today. My guest is Dr. Daniel Siegel. He is a psychiatrist, pediatric, child, adolescent, and adult. So welcome to the show, Dr. Siegel. So let's talk about coloring. We don't think about it anymore as much because people got their tablets, they give that to their three-year-olds and four-year-olds, and it doesn't seem as though kids color anymore, but I might be wrong.
No, they're coloring away, and it's good not only for kids to color, but for adolescents and adults, too. It's a great way of just getting in touch with a sense inside of you and then using this wide array of colors, this whole rainbow of emotions you can express through coloring.
So, okay, for adults. Now, adults, we used to sit and color with our kids and, you know, make a little picture and whatever. So what is it doing for adults? Are we supposed to stay in the lines, do a coloring book? What is it doing for us if adults color?
Well, exactly. You know, in Diana Doobie's great book, Mindful Coloring, what you get is these lines with incredibly beautiful contrast and connections with spaces that you can color in as ever you feel you'd like to. So if you think about it this way, if someone tells you exactly what to do, you can follow instructions. But if you're given some boundaries where the lines are and you're given a wide array of colors, you can choose whatever feels right inside of you how to color those different shapes, those different contrasts that are there. And so this is a wonderful opportunity to delve into what everyone's talking about these days, which is mindful awareness. And that's really a kind of way of being present for everything you're feeling and all the impulses you have. And you want to do purple? You do purple. No one's telling you to do it. It's your own body giving you a feeling of, I think I'll do purple in this area here, blue here, red here. And so it's a kind of free coloring that's within the boundaries of some beautiful shapes that Diana Doobie has made.
So it also is so calming, and by being calming can help reduce our cortisol levels, maybe reduce stress. Is that why we're looking at doing this? It's not to like bring out our artistic side, or is it both?
Well, Melanie, that's a great question. Let's start with the calming side first. You know, studies that have come out show that if you can be in the present moment, really feeling what's happening in your body, sensing what you're seeing with your eyes, what you're hearing with your ears, what you're smelling, what you're tasting, if you can be present for what's happening as it's happening, that's what mindfulness really means, studies show that your cortisol will lower, the stress hormone will get lower, which is good for you to for it to be lower. You're actually going to, with this process called presence, raise an enzyme called telomerase, which is an enzyme that repairs the telomeres, which are the caps on your chromosomes. So if you think about like a shoelace, you know how your shoelace has that little plastic cap and it makes it easier to tie your shoes? Well, on your chromosomes where your DNA rests, you have these caps and you need an enzyme to keep them in good shape because every time your cell reproduces, every time it reproduces, it whittles down these caps. Well, you want to repair them and maintain them so that your cells remain healthy. And amazingly, what you do with your mind in terms of being present actually increases the enzyme that repairs those caps on your chromosomes, those telomeres. So that's a good thing. And there are other things, too. It improves your immune system. It makes your immune system more robust. And studies that have come out just very recently show the molecules that sit on top of your DNA that help you prevent certain inflammatory diseases, certain forms of, for example, diabetes, and even certain kinds of cancer, not all kinds, but certain kinds of diabetes and cancer, these inflammatory-related kinds, those can be prevented too. They can be optimized. That is, you can optimize your prevention of those diseases by being present, and mindful coloring is one way to do that.
Wow, and I would think that it's meditative in that way. And then anytime you meditate, and as you say, there's a whole push towards mindfulness, mindful eating, mindfulness in your exercise and breathing. And so now this is another way to kind of take charge of that so that it's not just, you know, we're not just cruising around just doing things blanketly. We're taking time to sit and be quiet and color. And so now, what do you want adult? I mean, how often do you want adults to be doing this? Because kids, maybe they want to do it all the time. But what about adults? How often do you color?
I do. I do a number of different things. I color maybe twice a week, three times a week, maybe. But I do something every day that can include the standard kind of focusing on your breath. And I have a practice called the Wheel of Awareness practice. I do basically every day. That you can get from my website, but it's a way of just being present with what's going on. I color a couple times a week, and I also do mindful movement, which is a combination of sort of modern dance and Tai Chi with something called Qigong, where you feel the energy in your body and you're able to move it around. Whatever you do, I actually, the thing my wife likes the best is I do mindful dishwashing. So whenever our family eats, I say, I want to do the dishes, and I jump up and I do my mindfulness practice, because I do it twice a day, but some people really like once a day, somewhere between a dozen and 20 minutes is what people suggest as a minimum. And when you start doing it every day, you realize when you miss it because you're busy or whatever, you actually start feeling like, whoa, I didn't do my mindfulness practice today. And the purpose of a practice, Melanie, is actually not just for that 20 minutes, but it's actually setting the stage for how your brain functions and how your body functions that stays with you throughout the whole day. So you practice for a certain limited period of time to create a state, but then that becomes a trait. And that's the idea of doing mindful practice, is you have a mindful way of being in your whole life, not just for those few minutes that you're doing coloring or breath practice or Wheel of Awareness, whatever you're doing. It's to set your stage for how you're going to be in your life.
Well, I agree with you. You know, I do mindfulness when I do laundry. I like
exactly.
that time. I'm in my sunroom. It's quiet. I'm just folding clothes, listening to music maybe. And it's just something that I just enjoy doing, because it's a time that I'm not serving anybody else or doing any other thing or running to work or doing anything. So it's actually this whole broader picture, right, Dr. Siegel, about taking time for ourselves, having that time to be mindful, to be meditative, to do all of these things. And you've mentioned this coloring book a few times and the person who did it. What is that?
Yeah, so Diana Duby is an artist and a teacher, and she put together this fantastic book with lots of different, basically, shapes that are really exquisite just to look at by themselves. So if you don't want to get out your colors right then, just watching them is an amazing experience. But then what's absolutely cool about it is you get the opportunity, if you get some, let's say, color pencils, to have the array of color pencils in front of you, have Diana Duby's beautiful book, Mindful Coloring, in front of you. You open up to whatever page you feel like doing. And then as you're drawing in the colors between the lines, so you're paying attention to the boundaries where each color will fill in the space, you've got to be attending to what's going on in the present moment. If you start getting preoccupied with the past or fretting about the future, if you're pulled out of the present, your lines will get all whacked out. You'll start drawing all over the place. And so just like with yoga, if you don't pay attention to what your body's doing, you'll fall over. If you're not in the present moment, if you're not paying attention, as mindfulness allows us to do, you actually start seeing it on the page. So every
wow.
movement of your pencil reminds you you're in the present. Because if
yeah.
you weren't, you'd be going over the lines.
You'd be going out of the lines.
You'd
How
be going
cool
out of the
is
lines, right?
That's so funny. In the book, Mindful Coloring, Calming
yep.
the Mind Through Art. And he's drdansiegel.com. And you can see more there about the therapeutic benefits of coloring. Thank you so much, Dr. Siegel. It's great information and very cool. You're a neat guest, and I hope you'll come on with us again. And this is Melanie Cole. And if you missed any of the great information about mindfulness or anything else you ever hear on Radio MD, you can listen anytime on demand or on the go at radiomd.com. We're also on iHeartRadio, iTunes, and the free TuneIn Radio app. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for listening, and stay well.